This is RSN 927's On The Punt with the Herald Sun's Matthew Stewart.
27 minutes past 7, Shane Nicholls said he thought one of I'm A Star's legs must have fallen off when he saw the betting drift on her on the fixed odds from the tab in the last couple of days. And hopefully, if it had fallen off, he's been able to reattach it. How are you, Shane?
I don't know whether it's been reattached yet. The pricing, but there was four there this morning, and they all seemed in pretty good order.
Yes, yes. Well, there you go. They in inverted commas always know better than we do, and they turned the price out to $7. I wonder whether there might have been a couple of little things like the mentioning of the lack of a barrier trial coming in might have sparked alarm with the market assessors.
That would have been it. As soon as he opened at 4:20, as soon as I said you're going in without a trial, it dipped to $7.50.
Say something else negative now. We might get 12s.
Yeah, it didn't eat that well last night.
Is she a bit snotty this morning? A bit snotty-nosed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? All right, well, let's look at what you're dealing with I'm A Star, not what the punters are dealing with. And she's first up today. She's a star. She's so consistent. She's got a terrific first up record. Is there any knock on her today first up?
Oh, look, I suppose when you step into that range, where you've got 58 kilos against some seasoned horses, you know, that have got 54 and a half, that's always going to be a query, whether she can really quicken up with 58, I suppose. But
I guess she's a girl against the boys with a big weight, isn't she? I guess that's the first point, yeah.
Yeah, and we've always sort of been, you know, we've had luxury, while she was a progressive forward three-year-old filly, we've had that luxury of not having to carry much weight. And I sort of feel today, if we can go there and win today with 58 against those horses, we probably have improved enough from autumn to spring to be a genuine threat in some high-quality races.
Yeah. Flemington, unblemished, 3 from 3. First up, we know how well she goes. If she can carry the... I know that you're a bit like Tony McAvoy. You've got an eye to the $1 million in the Memsie second up, but level of fitness today without the trial?
I think she's probably equivalent to the Rubiton when she ran second first up last time. I think she's probably on about par with that.
All right. Just a quick one with the speed map. It's a bit cloudy here. You're a natural on pacer. Hey Doc, when he's fitting in the right race, is very much the same, and there's maybe one or two others. Where do you envisage I'm A Star gets to in the run here?
Oh, she'll probably be, you know, front four or something like that, but probably suits us no tempo. Being first up with Freshie, if she does get a bit of a soft time with a nice trail, she's going to accelerate pretty good. So I wouldn't think the lack of tempo would bother us, but we don't want to be sort of charging up the breeze for 1,200 metres down the straight at Flemington. We'd like a little bit of cover there somewhere, but we'll see how that unfolds. It's always a bit tricky, this sort of race. They play ducks and drakes a little bit. Sometimes you're better off to just get the job done.
And the wind factor too, I guess you don't want to be running. I mean, I guess it's coming from the north, but it's more behind you up the straight, I suppose, than anything else, isn't it? But I think what I'm gathering is that if there's a little niggle in your mind, it's not necessarily the fitness, it's the 58.
Yeah, I'd say the 58 against the seasoned older horses.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Shane.
Thanks, Matty.
Shane Nicholls there telling us he's confident with I'm A Star, but there are little niggles, and they're probably the little things that spark that betting drift in the fixed odds markets. Greg Urell's runner in the race is We've Got This, and he's been solid at about $8 right from the start of betting. How are you, Greg?
Good, Matty. Thanks.
I'm well. He's one of those horses who, if he produced his best, he would be very competitive.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly right. His last two runs were very poor last campaign, but, you know, the previous runs of that were very creditable. So, exactly that. Gets back to his best. He'll be very competitive today.
Any reason for the tapering off of form last time in?
Well, look, not really. I mean, he just seemed to lose it those last two runs. And, you know, so he's been out. He's had a great break. Come back in, and preparation's been faultless, really. We've purposely given him a long, slow one in to sort of build him up to this. And this race is sort of, a couple of races were sort of mapped out for him, and, you know, this race is just sort of balanced out lovely for him, sort of for where he's at. So, you know, everything's good, and we're ready to go.
A year ago, he ran third in this race to Fartanar, who was really progressive at the time and ended up running second to Shidell in a Goodwood. You get the impression if he replicated last year's run, he'd go close here, and he scorched home in that race last year.
Well, he did, and you know, we certainly his record demonstrates good, and if he can get back to that, I mean, I suppose the only question mark over him is just a long layoff. But you know, certainly for everything we've seen here at Hunt, you'd say he's sort of come up as good as he ever has. And he's good, fresh, and he enjoys the straight. So hopefully, it all sort of pieces together today.
I wonder whether if you're thinking of a confident pang you might have about how you're going to go against Ima Starr, you might be homing in on the reason why Shane Nicholls is a bit nervous, and that's that she's got to carry 58 as good as she is, and you've got 55. Is that a little weight pull off the mare that you're confident will make you very competitive against her today?
Well, it'll certainly help us. I mean, I think it's a very, very competitive weight for him, and he'll need it. You know, there's a couple of these horses, you know, they're very classy horses, and he'll need every little bit of advantage he can get in a race of this calibre. You know, certainly the run will help him along, but, you know, the weights are, you know, it was quite pleasing to see them when they come through. I think it's a very competitive weight for him, and he'll need it.
All right. You've scratched Fire Agate from race six, but you've still got 4x4 first up at big odds.
Yes, he is. He's it's probably not going to be a real competitive trip for him today, the 1400, but he's sort of one of those horses that can race well fresh, but, you know, there's probably a couple of those that's going to be a little bit sharper than him. And as we saw in his form, his best form is when he starts to stretch out a bit. So that's a starting point for him today.
Now, I'm not saying anything by what I'm about to say next. You know exactly where I'm going to go with this, don't you? This is Galaxy Raiders' last sort of 8 or 9 starts. 2-2-3-7 spell, 9-2-2-3. If you're a glass half full person, you say that Galaxy Raider is a most consistent horse and you'd love to own him. If you're a hard nosed glass half empty punter, you're almost chucking rotten tomatoes at him because he's such a hard, like, frustrating horse. I'm not sure you'd be the type to chuck rotten tomatoes at him, but if he won today, there'd be wild celebrations all around Australia for the payback, I think, with Galaxy Raider.
Yes, I think there's quite a few out there he owes, and unfortunately for him, I can't totally blame him for a few of those. I think there's been a few circumstances where it hasn't been totally his fault, but he's consistent.
Well, Bendigo was, I think it'll go on Hall of Fame tapes as the greatest hard luck story of all time, 3 starts back. So.
Oh, yes, it was very cruel, that one I mentioned. But it was coming down the straight that day. It was a tough one to watch, but, you know, he's just, yeah, he's had a few little unlucky ones, and he can make some good riders look bad, this horse, so... you know, it's a tough one, but he deserves a win. It's, you know, the ability's there. It's, but it's not going to make it any easier today. You know, he's, you know, I thought his run was super last week. And, to have ever said I would have backed him up, I would never have thought it because he's always a horse that sort of needed a little bit of time between runs. But he's come out of that run so well that the opportunity was there to go again. And but it's not going to be any easier either.
For Nikita today, you've got no pressure of getting bottled up and sort of running for luck, because she should be able to keep nothing on her outside pretty much from Barrier 11, so she should have that clear run. I'm just wondering, with the wind as a factor and so on, and it being a bit taxing, I guess we're still to see if he's a true 2,000-metre horse, Galaxy Raider?
Yeah, fair call, Matty. Absolutely. It's, you know, I think, in fairness to the horse last start, we'd missed that run at Caulfield when they called them off due to the wind, and we basically sort of, the plan was to have that run at Caulfield and bounce into this race today, which, you know, fitness-wise, I would have thought would have just topped him off nicely and led into it really well. We missed that run. We sort of put a nom into the race last Saturday, which sort of worked out well. But in fairness to the horse, he probably just got to the 2,000 a little bit quick time-wise. The run certainly cleaned him up. There's no doubt about that. So today will be D-Day. I think we can... You know, there'll be no excuses. That Barry, I honestly believe his horse loves a bit of room. Exactly as I said, where we're going to be in the run will suit him. He might be facing the bruise a bit, but I think for this horse, he's probably better off being that way. I think he just rolls along. He's just a little bit more comfortable. But fitness-wise, I mean, we couldn't, you know, question that. He's just going to lead it really well. He just gets every opportunity today.
I often wonder about the owners because they're emotional, delicate people, racehorse owners, and it's hard enough for a trainer, but you're the one who has to sort of nurse the owners through constant hard luck defeats. Are they a resilient group, the owners of Galaxy Raider?
Look, they're good. I mean, they certainly understand that you have your ups and downs, but I think, you know, what makes it hard when the horse comes out favourite all the time, I think there's just a little bit more pressure thrown back on everyone. But, you know, last week he ran, he wasn't favourite, and he ran a super race, and, you know, everyone walked away really, really happy. You know, I think it was, it's just a hard grind with this bloke. Expectations
just,
are always there.
I was just imagining there might be one owner who's a compulsive gambler who's a sweaty wreck every time it goes around the mound. You go, going, today's the day. I'll get it all back today. I'll get it all back today. The house has been hocked. He's got the car on the market. Well, I hope they're all a sensible group. Anyway, well, it might be today anyway, yeah, Greg?
Yeah, we have so, Matty. He deserves one.
Fingers crossed, mate, and we'll see you out there.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.